Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim, I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Gimel, the beginning of the fifth parak, Hamocheres HaSfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lezeichen Nishmas Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the fifth parak begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the Mishnah is explained and a Braisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories, mostly told by Rabbi Baruch Hanna. He related that seafarers told him that there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They overheard one wave say to another, Kaverti, Shavkat Midi Ba'amadullah Shatafte, my friend, did you leave anything in the world that you did not flood? The Nesi Anavid Nabde, so that I can come and destroy it? The other responded, Po Chazi Gavurta Damarech, go see the power of your master Hashem. We cannot even pass a thread breadth of sand on the seashore, as the Pasuk says, Haosi lo siro nu'um Hashem, will you not fear me, says Hashem? Imi panai lo tachilu, will you not tremble before me? Asher samti chol gvul yam, who made the boundary of the sea, chak olam v'yavrenu, an everlasting statute never to be transgressed. Pointing to Rabbi Baruch Hanna saw Hurmin, a shade, the son of Lilis, running across the top of the walls of Mechoza. A cavalryman was riding an animal below, and the shade could not keep up with him. The Rashbam says, this teaches Hashem's kindness in protecting people from shadim, and that they are otherwise dangerous. Once, two mules started for Hurmin, and they were standing on two bridges, and he jumped back and forth from one mule to the other, while pouring wine back and forth between two cups of wine, while not v'nitov t'la'ara, and not a drop spilled to the ground. This despite the weather being so stormy that, Yahu Shamayim Yaru Tahomos, seafarers rise heavenwards and descend to the depths. Eventually, the king of the Shadim heard about Hormin's activities and they killed him. The Rashbam explains he was killed for revealing secrets of Shadim in public. And point number three, Rabbi Baruch Hanna reported traveling in the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat, and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked him, Islam Gavaychu Chelka Ra'amadase, will we have a portion in your meat in Olam Haba? One goose raised its wing and another raised its thigh, indicating the portions which would be received in Olam Haba. When he came before Rabbi Elazar, he commented, Asidin Yisrael litan alehen es adin. Yisrael will receive judgment because of them, because their sins delayed the coming of Mashiach and prolonged the geese's suffering. So once again, the three points are number one. The fifth parak begins by listing which items are sold along with the ship. After the Mishnah is explained and a Braisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories, mostly told by Rabbi Baruch Hanna. He related that seafarers told him that there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They overheard one wave say to another, Kaverti, Shavkat Midi Ba'amadullah Shatafte, my friend, did you leave anything in the world that you did not flood? The Nesi Anavid Nabde, so that I can come and destroy it? The other responded, Po Chazi Gavurta Damarech, go see the power of your master Hashem. We cannot even pass a thread breadth of sand on the seashore, as the Pasuk says, Haosi lo siro nu'um Hashem, will you not fear me, says Hashem? Imi panai lo tachilu, will you not tremble before me? Asher samti chol gvul yam, who made the boundary of the sea, chak olam v'yavrenu, an everlasting statute never to be transgressed. Pointing to Rabbi Baruch Hanna saw Hurmin, a shade, the son of Lilis, running across the top of the walls of Mechoza. A cavalryman was riding an animal below, and the shade could not keep up with him. The Rashbam says, this teaches Hashem's kindness in protecting people from shadim, and that they are otherwise dangerous. Once, two mules started for Hurmin, and they were standing on two bridges, and he jumped back and forth from one mule to the other, while pouring wine back and forth between two cups of wine, while not v'nitov t'la'ara, and not a drop spilled to the ground. This despite the weather being so stormy that, Yahu Shamayim Yaru Tahomos, seafarers rise heavenwards and descend to the depths. Eventually, the king of the Shadim heard about Hormin's activities and they killed him. The Rashbam explains he was killed for revealing secrets of Shadim in public. And point number three, Rabbi Baruch Hanna reported traveling in the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat, and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked him, Islam Gavaychu Chelka Ra'amadase, will we have a portion in your meat in Olam Haba? One goose raised its wing and another raised its thigh, indicating the portions which would be received in Olam Haba. When he came before Rabbi Elazar, he commented, Asidin Yisrael litan alehen es adin. Yisrael will receive judgment because of them, because their sins delayed the coming of Mashiach and prolonged the geese's suffering. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Gimel, and this Siman was suggested to us by Charlie Meyerson from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The sailors in the ship, shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Once again, slow motion. The sailors in the ship, shaped like a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be Moron Duff. Ein Gimmel. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, which reminds us. The fifth paragraph begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the mission is explained and a Bryce lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories mostly told by Rabbi Bar Chana. He related that seafarers told him there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They then shared what they overheard one wave say to the other. So the sailors of the ship, shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened to Hermia in the shade pouring wine from one cup to the other while jumping between two mules. So the sailor in the ship, shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna reported traveling the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked them, and they showed him the portions which would be received in the future. So once again, the sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Samech Tes. So the Simon Daf Samech Tes relates to soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Simon. So here goes. The chimney sweep, that must be on Daf Samech Tes, soot. The chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Avanim Shehen L'Tzarcha, stones for the needs of the field are sold with the field. In Bavel, this was explained as Avni Dakba, stones for weighing down harvested grain to keep it in place. Ul explained it as Avanim HaSudurus L'Gader, stones arranged for building a fence around the field. So the chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale, by the seller saying, Aravidikle, which reminds us, one who sells a field automatically includes his trees in the sale, except for mature carob and sycamore trees. If he says, I'm selling you Aravidikle, land and palms, this means he sold two palm trees in addition to the land. Therefore, Yisle Dikle, if he has palms outside this land being sold, Yahavli Tre Dikle, he gives the buyer two of those palms. If he has none, he buys two palms for him to maintain his honesty, although the sale wasn't binding. If he has palms on which others have a shibud, he must redeem them by paying the debt. So the chimney sweep, who uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale by the seller saying, Aravidikle, held off from cutting branches off a tree to make a new brush, since it was excluded from the sale by the seller saying, Labar Medikla Planya, which reminds us, if the seller said, I'm selling you the field, Labar Medikla Planya, except for that particular palm, then if the specified tree is Diklatava, a good palm, which produces a normal amount of fruit, then he retained only that palm, but sold the rest. If it is a Diklabisha, a bad palm, which produces less than a cup of fruit, then he certainly also retained those palms, which do produce fruit. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find their carob tree. A seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, which reminds us, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Mekar Uploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Mesad Uploni, or except for that specific prune sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights, or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Shesh has answered that he does not acquire the other caribs either and brings a proof. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all care of trees are excluded. When selling a field, was distracted by a showman in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, which reminds us. Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, a mafkid etzel chavero b'shtar, if someone left a pikadon with this fella and it's recorded in a shtar, and the nifkad says, I returned it to you, is he believed? Do we say, migudi boy, Amram Nansu, mehemun, since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident, and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it. Or can the mafkid reply, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. Rav Chista said the nifkad is believed. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a showman in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with you something about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or the bikadon half as well, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, shtar kisa yotzi al yosomim, a certificate of investment, which is brought against yosomim, meaning an iska investment, which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from the heir's estate. The dayan egoa said, nishma v'gova kulo, he swears he was never paid and collected fully. And the dayan heirs Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an iska is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected, since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half. Daf ayin off. So the simmer daf ayin off is a donkey going e-aw. So here goes. The children on the donkey rides, that must be more on daf ayin off. E-aw. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner, which reminds us, all agree a matan is given by ayin yafa even more than a sale, and therefore include carob and sycamore trees, which are excluded when one sells a field and everything in it. So, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which a seller kept for himself, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. So the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself, as they came close to see the land the donkey owner was makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, well, hiktish el charva murka vasadna shikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included, because they are nourished from a field of hektish. Daf ayin beis, so the simmer daf ayin beis relates to av thick, and we use a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The cake maker, that must be on daf ayin beis, thick piece of cake. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, which reminds us that if one was makdish three trees, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hektish, so the hektish trees are redeemed according to their market value. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption, which reminds us, in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it is still redeemed at the rate of a stay achuza, because a pasuk says, v'im astei miknaso asholom yistei achuza so. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan, sadashein rui liyot stei achuza, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. Yatsazazu shrui liyot stei achuza, that excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Ramir says this is considered an acquired field, and the pasuk excludes where his father died before he was makdish, because he was makdish an ancestral field. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, where both have the status of trees and land, which reminds us. Rav Huna said, harva murka v'sadana shikma, a grafted carob tree, or a pruned sycamore tree. Taurus Iono love and Taurus Carcal love has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree where one was Moktish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore. The recipient receives land along with the trees because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land in that it's not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which have they learned that stones which are used for the field's needs are sold with the field? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number two, which have they learned about Rebbe Baruch Hanna seeing geese losing feathers from their excessive fat and having streams of oil flow from beneath them? That's on Daf Ein Gimel. Good. Number three, which Daf to discuss what is meant when one sells a field but excludes a specific tree? That's on Daf Samachtes. Good. Number four, which Daf do we learn carob and sycamore trees have the status of trees and the status of land? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number five, which Daf do we learn that all agree that a matan is given by an yafe even more than a sale? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number six, which Daf do the incident of Hurim in the shade and his jumping between mules while pouring wine from one cup to another? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number seven, which Daf do we discuss what is included in the sale of a city? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number eight, which Daf do we discuss hekdesh of trees regarding redeeming according to market value or with the stay of chuzah rate? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number nine, which Daf do the agadat of what the seafarers overheard when one giant wave spoke to another? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we learn that one who says, I'm selling you land and palms, means he sold two palms in addition to the land? That's on Daf Samachtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.